As promised, we are joined right now by the head football coach at Notre Dame. He is a three-time Home Depot Coach of the Year award winner. He is the only coach to win it more than once. He has led Notre Dame to 10 wins or more in four of the last five seasons. Notre Dame beat number 19 North Carolina 31-17 on Friday. Notre Dame is 9-0. They're number two in the college football playoff rankings. They have clinched a spot in the ACC championship game, and they are hosting Syracuse Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern. We are joined by the head coach there, Brian Kelly. Brian, nice to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you, Brian. So you're coming off that win in Chapel Hill where you were without two starting offensive linemen for the entire game. Also star safety Kyle Hamilton for the second half. There are some specific moments from that game that I want to talk to you about. But overall, what did your team show you by the way they handled that challenge on the road against a very good Mac Brown coach team?
Yeah, really talented offensive football team, and a team that hadn't lost at home. So, we knew going on the road it was going to be a challenge. But, I think, it's a football team that we have that believes they're going to win and has that grit. When things don't go their way, they just dig down deeper and find ways to come together. And so, you have a special team when, those dynamics kind of take place on their own. There's no coaching. There's no yelling. There's no screaming. It's a football team that won't lose, and it can't lose because of that. They just have a strong group of players here.
Notre Dame head football coach Brian Kelly joining us. In terms of that grit that you mentioned, North Carolina scored touchdowns on their first two possessions. In fact, the score was tied 14-14 at the end of the first quarter. It looked like it might be a track meet, but then you held them to 3 points the rest of the way. That was the lowest point total since Mac Brown returned to North Carolina. So what did you make of how your defense played over the final three quarters?
Well, obviously things did change. I think first and foremost, we started to get some pressure on Sam. And, any time that you can make a quarterback of his caliber uncomfortable and not in rhythm, and that really was the difference. We got him out of rhythm. First down was outstanding for us. We got him into second and third and long. And then, we're about 25%, keeping teams to about 25% success ratio on third down. So we've been outstanding on third down. But it started with first and second down, getting him into long yardages and getting Sam uncomfortable with some of the pressures that we had. And that was really the difference going into especially the second, third, and fourth quarter.
Now, Brian, when you talk about Sam, you're talking about Tar Heels quarterback Sam Howell. In fact, he said after the game that your defensive front, quote, probably played more physical and harder than anybody since I've been here, end quote. And the fact is, it's been a reoccurring theme throughout the season that there's an elite toughness and an intensity to your team. How did you go about developing and approaching that mindset?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. It's developing that mindset. I think, our guys have a great process in terms of how they prepare, but preparation is one thing, and then competition is another. And I think that over the last couple of years, we've really learned how to flip the switch from practice preparation to a competition mindset. And this team has an identity now where when they go out, they want to dominate their opponent. And that takes time to develop that. You have to play free and fast. And in some instances, you can't be worrying about what the score is. You got to be thinking about how you play. And I think our team has developed that identity.
That's really interesting. Brian Kelly is joining us. I talked to Ian Book on this show after the BC game, and I've got to say I could not have been more impressed by him. You have made the point numerous times that he's just a winner. How would you define being a winner? For instance, is it something you can coach into a player, or is that something that player is born with and hardwired for?
Well, I think first and foremost, it starts with, who he is as a person, how he was brought up, the character of the young man, his parents and his family. He comes to Notre Dame and, he goes through some tough times where, the scrutiny of this position, that he holds, the quarterback position, you have to obviously have a short memory. And, he is a guy that, I think a lot of people picked him apart as the quarterback, but yet he continued to find ways to win. And now that I think, you know, he's at this point where that stuff does not bother him. He just goes out and competes and plays. And because of that, similar to what I was talking to you earlier about in terms of how we play, he's developed this identity where that doesn't bother him anymore. He just goes and plays fast and free. He doesn't listen to the noise. And that's character development. And he's just a wonderful kid. And he loves playing for Notre Dame. He loves playing the game. And you can see it just the way he plays. Saturday or Friday, I guess it was when we played. I'm losing track of the days. But, you know, some of the plays that he made, you can see that he's not playing tight. He's not playing afraid to make plays. He's out there enjoying what he's doing.
Yeah, Brian, I think we're thinking about the same exact play. I mean, I know you're mentioning a number of plays, but when we're talking about plays or a play or winners making winning plays, what was going through your mind when he had that flip pass to Michael Mayer on the run across his body from inside his own 20 on third down in a one-score game in the fourth quarter?
You know, I was fine with it. I mean, he looks both ways before he crosses the street here on campus. I mean, you know, he's not a guy that's going to do something that's, you know, putting his team in jeopardy. So if he feels comfortable doing those kinds of things, I'm all for it, because he's not going to put our team in jeopardy like that. So if Ian Butch's making those kinds of plays, we're in for a nice run here the next few weeks.
We're talking to Notre Dame head coach Brian Kelly. You know, Brian, you mentioned also that he kind of figured out what it's like to play quarterback at that school. That's not an easy thing to do, but he figured out that you just got to block out the noise. I would make the argument that you've done the same thing as head coach. As an example, that win over North Carolina was your 101st career win there, second only to Newt Rockne. Like, if we were to go back to what you did after the 2016 season, you're now on the verge of double-digit wins every season since then. I understand that you're not going to rest on your laurels, but do you feel like maybe you've pretty much cracked the code in terms of what it takes to have sustained excellence at Notre Dame?
I think, you know, we've got a very good understanding of what we need to do on a day-to-day basis, the support staff, the coaching staff, what we need to do on a day-to-day basis in developing our players. I think we've got a really good business plan in place for what works at Notre Dame, and that's the most important thing. What works at Notre Dame may not work at another school. It might not work at USC, or it might not work at Oklahoma, but it works here at Notre Dame, and so we're going to continue to do that.
So what is that exactly? Like, what works there? How would you describe what it takes to have that level of success at Notre Dame? What is the process?
First of all, focus in on recruiting the players to Notre Dame that fit Notre Dame. Don't get caught up in looking at, you know, the star rankings. There's a certain young man that you can develop here at Notre Dame that can play at the highest level. And so they've got to be a fit for your business or organization. I mean, listen, all the Fortune 500 companies would tell you the same thing. They're going to hire somebody that fits their culture first, and then they'll develop them on the way. And that's the same thing here at Notre Dame. We're going to recruit somebody that fits here at Notre Dame and develop them along the way. And that's really the core of what we're talking about.
Notre Dame head coach Brian Kelly joins me for another moment. So as I mentioned, Brian, in the introduction, you have clinched a spot in the ACC championship game. How does it feel to know that Notre Dame is going to a conference championship game in its first and only season in a conference?
Well, it was, you know, something that we've never done before, but we're clearly grateful for the opportunity that we were given by the ACC, and so it became a goal. It's the first time we've had it as a goal, and so now we're in. Now we need to do something with this opportunity, and that is, you know, win the ACC championship. So guys are excited about the opportunity. We've got a game against Syracuse that we want to obviously finish off for our seniors, and, you know, Ian Book's got a chance to be the all-time leading quarterback in terms of wins with a win this weekend. So there's a lot at stake this weekend, but again, I think it gives us this opportunity now that we've never had before that the kids are excited about.
And then finally, that is the final game of the regular season. I understand that that's exactly where your focus is. Let me finally ask you this. With the success that you've had, Brian, your name's going to come up for NFL jobs. I'm just kind of curious how you handle that. I mean, do you owe it to yourself to at least answer the phone, or is that just not on your radar and not of any interest?
It's really not of any interest to me. I think that, you know, maybe a few years back it might have been, but no longer. I mean, I've got a plan that we've got in place here where I feel like this is where my career has pointed me towards, and enjoying every moment of it being here. So we're going to continue to build it here at Notre Dame.
He is the head football coach at Notre Dame. Notre Dame has clinched a spot in the ACC championship game, and they are hosting Syracuse on Saturday. Brian, I really appreciate the visit once again. So good to have you on the show. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jim. Take care.
You too. Notre Dame head coach Brian Kelly, and they are undefeated, and he is a three-time Home Depot Coach of the Year Award winner.